Hey, glad you can make it. And welcome to the Employee Cycle Podcast, where we talk to HR innovators, thought leaders, and even some disruptors about the latest in HR trends, HR tech, and you guessed it, HR data. Well, you've heard enough of me talking. Now let's start the show.
Hey, hey, and welcome back to the Employee Cycle Podcast. I'm your host, Bruce Marable, CEO of Employee Cycle. And you know us, we provide you with that people dashboard that helps you streamline your HR reporting and analytics. We know all you HR and people leaders out there are pulling spreadsheets from a lot of the different HR systems you use to try to tell a data-driven story about your workforce. But we know that's not the best process. So go to employeecycle.com, learn more about how we connect to all your different HR systems, HRIS, ATS, engagement, performance systems, employer brand, systems like Zenefits, Bamboo, Namely, Greenhouse, 15.5, Glassdoor, to be able to bring all your data into one place so that you can view, track, share, and analyze it all together. But that's enough about us, because today we have a great guest. So please help me welcome to the show, Valerie Utsi, VP and CHRO at T-Rex Solutions. And today we're going to discuss how to successfully manage a remote internship program. Valerie, welcome to the podcast.
Valerie, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here today, Bruce. I really appreciate you having me on the call today.
Awesome. So, Valerie, the way that we like to kick this thing off is always by asking you, how did you end up in the wonderful world of HR?
Oh, my goodness. All right. I love this question because I literally stumbled on it. When I was in college, I originally went in for nursing and, like most college students, had to eventually get that first job. And I did so at a call center for a bank. And through that indoctrination process and training and orientation, I was like, wait a minute, this looks like a really cool job, the trainers. And this is something I want to do. So I completely switched my major about 3 years into undergrad to try to get into HR. I was so far along at that point in my arts and sciences focus through nursing that I decided to get an undergrad in sociology. I went straight to The Ohio State University for my master's in labor and human resources, and have been one of those people that ever since their first step into my graduate program in HR have never left the profession and still love it.
That's awesome. Thanks for that background. And if you could tell us a little bit about what does T-Rex Solutions do?
Sure. So T-Rex Solutions is based out of the DC metro area. We are an IT solutions firm that really focuses in on cloud migration as well as cybersecurity. Our main focus is to help the federal government as they're doing a lot of their initiatives around cloud migration and cybersecurity of their systems as they're moving to cloud. And we are one of the key players in the area that's really helping with these initiatives.
Awesome. So today we're talking about how to successfully manage a remote internship program. And I know a lot of people are really interested in this because it's typically not something that you do, especially when you can have interns in the office. And that's part of the whole internship offering and value proposition. You come into the office, you mirror and shadow some people, you get to learn from them, and then they get to give you projects to see if potentially we might want to hire you. So I know you just went through an experience and wrapped this up. Let's first just go into what was the overall experience that you found and what were your overall learnings from having a remote internship program? And then we can go more into the details of how you put it together and how many people were involved and what did that look like?
All right, sure, great. So with COVID, like many other organizations, we quickly pivoted. And from an experience perspective, granted, we had the mechanics that you had to pivot, but we had to really pivot the experience that the interns were going to have to really make it a successful internship, not only for the organization, but for the interns themselves. We wanted to create an environment that was as similar to the office as possible so that they really could learn from their internship that office environment. We also wanted to get them engaged with as many people as possible. Again, trying to replicate conversations and meetings and interactions that they would have in the office. And so from an experience perspective, we had to schedule a lot of meetings, but we did it in a way that the interns were able to interact and really get to know everyone that was at our headquarters office, especially our leaders. So we had weekly luncheons that we rotated a leader each week. So the interns got to meet that leader, understand how they got to their role, things that they were doing within the organization, any advice that they would give them as they, that leader ventured through their career. We also got them engaged with projects that were not just necessarily in their discipline, but they were cross-discipline projects, which allowed them to interact with multiple leaders. We also provided them with mentors, so adding another layer of an individual that they would interact with outside of their manager. And then lastly, from a manager perspective, we encouraged all the managers to do, whether it be daily stand-ups or multiple meetings during the week with their intern to ensure that they were engaged. And then the biggest thing was really just using, we use a Teams platform and using that as a platform from a communication perspective and ensuring that those quick questions, tag-ups, equivalent to drive-bys, were able to be simulated in that Teams room and Teams environment to keep the interns engaged.
Nice. So let's start off with the beginning stages of the candidate experience, which really starts with sourcing, hiring, and onboarding. Were any of those aspects totally different than what you would normally do? And if so, what did that look like?
Sure. So when we're doing our intern recruiting, at that point, most of the potential interns are at school and most of them are outside of the DMV area. So from a recruitment and interview process, all of that had to be virtual. And this was really pre-COVID, so there wasn't any COVID restrictions there that were causing it. It was purely from a distance perspective. And we didn't want to discount any individuals who didn't go to school locally who potentially couldn't interview in person. So from an interview perspective, we did screenings from an HR, looking at their resume against what the requirements were written by the managers. There was an initial phone screening that HR and talent acquisition did with the interns. And if they passed that, we actually did video interviews with the interns. And so this was something from an internship perspective that we got a lot of feedback that most companies were not doing yet in terms of the video interviews. And it allowed, that face-to-face interaction and really getting to know the candidates and their experience and their mannerisms during the interview without them having to be here locally in the area. And in terms of final decisions being made, we actually made that personal touch with the phone call to let them know, hey, you were selected as the candidate of choice and we're looking forward to you joining our intern program. And that provided a lot of excitement for the interns, not necessarily just having an email saying you've been accepted, but really that phone call really kind of set us apart from other organizations.
And when you were doing this video interviewing, was that done through video interview software or did you use Zoom or Hangouts or something else?
Yeah, we used our Teams platform for that. So at the time, Teams had not migrated to all the features that they have today. It's amazing because this was literally just 6 months ago. but we did use a Teams platform, which did allow both the HR person, the hiring manager to be involved in the interview, and then the candidate themselves.
Got it. And just so I'm clear, when candidates were applying initially, were they submitting a video or were they doing almost video cover letters or resumes so that they would submit that during the application process, or did they still submit with their either LinkedIn profile or standard Word doc PDF resume, but then the interviewing process started using video when they needed to talk to someone?
Yeah, so it was the latter. They were doing traditional submission from a resume perspective, And then the interview process is where we began using the video capabilities to review candidates.
Got it. So in regards to the onboarding, we know a lot of the times that can be an issue as many companies are struggling through remote onboarding with regular traditional employees, let alone interns. So what did that remote onboarding process look like to really get the interns acclimated with the culture, the way that you do things, all the systems that you use? How did that work?
Sure. So HR coordinated with our IT department, and we mailed out laptops and subsequent equipment to the interns so that they got that equipment approximately 3 days before their initial start date. We also sent them an email to their personal email explaining kind of what to do to get the laptop up and running. And then we had our IT help desk schedule time with the interns to ensure that they were following the directions and that everything was running smoothly in terms of getting that laptop operational, connected to their home internet, things like that. And we wanted to make sure that all that was done prior to their start date, so that way they didn't have that additional stressor that comes with your start date of not being able to connect or something not working properly. And then on our first day, we had our orientation for them, which is a specific intern orientation, which lasted just shy of a half a day with some breaks built into it. And during that time is really when they got acclimated to the organization in terms of the history of the organization, projects that our company was working on right now, how the departments were broken down, really just a complete introduction to T-Rex and the exciting things that we're doing within the company.
And with that, did that orientation serve as the time when each new intern was introduced and connected with the person who they'd be working with, or did that happen prior?
A little bit of both. So prior to the internship starting, we did have the managers reach out, we are excited to have you coming, looking forward to you coming on board. And on the day of, we also had managers ensuring that they were prepared to accept the interns once we were done with orientation. And then one thing I failed to talk about during orientation is we did at that point with the interns set expectations for how to conduct themselves during this virtual world. So we talked about the fact that even though you're at home, you want to make sure that your top half is business ready, so to speak, because the expectation for the interns is that whenever they're on meetings, that they'll be on video. Again, trying to simulate that in-office experience as much as possible. And so we talked through with them, those expectations, the expectations of showing up a few minutes early for your meetings and getting signed in so that you're prepared and ready to go at the start of your meeting time, and some other things that set the stage for, everyone being level set on expectations of behaviors and during, their remote internship. And then we had the managers kind of reiterate their personal expectations from what time are you going to be working from? What are, what meetings do we expect you to be a part of? Because the intent was to really get them acclimated with their departments and be part of, regular department team meetings and other things. Even though they had separate projects that they were working on, we still wanted them to be embedded within those departments.
When it came to working with interns, since these interns were remote, I'm assuming you could hire interns from wherever versus typically hiring them from the local area. When it came to working across different time zones or where people were located, did that create any challenges with logistics, or was it just as if everyone was in the office?
Because of the level setting that we did during the orientation, it came across seamless, just as it would in the office. And we did have one or two individuals who worked slightly different, kind of not 9-to-5 type schedules, but they had coordinated that with their managers, and it worked out very well. One of the things we actually did have to encourage is understanding that, you know, work-life balance for interns. For most of them, their office was in their bedroom, and, you know, the laptop is right there. And they often talked about, you know, coming back online in the evening because they saw they had emails or somebody had sent them a Teams message that they wanted to respond to. So that work-life balance lesson was actually a component that we hadn't, you know, kind of thought about in advance, but we ended up with one of our weekly meetings with the interns, had a session dedicated to that and how to help them, you know, close your laptop, put your laptop in your bag, you know, come out of your room for about an hour as you transition from work life to, you know, from work to home. So really working with them and helping them do that balance, because that was one of the things that we just weren't prepared for.
Did you find that the interns actually followed that? Because I'm assuming that they're trying to impress everyone at the organization, and clearly they're probably looking at the other interns as their competition to potentially land a job with your great company. So it's really interesting to hear that, but then to also internalize and say, well, you know what? Maybe I will do this work-life balance thing, or maybe I won't, because if I do it, but the person that I'm working with on this in this internship program doesn't, then maybe they still will look at them as a harder worker. Did you see any of that?
You know, there's probably a little bit of, you know, that internal competition amongst them in terms of, you know, wanting to be the best intern as part of the program. From a culture perspective at T-Rex, we really do value that work-life balance, which a lot of IT service companies don't as much as we do. And so I think the advantage that they had is, even though, yes, they're getting a few pings here and there in the evening, they recognize that from a culture, their leaders, that that work-life balance is really important. And some people may be working in the evening because they're offsetting hours that they took off during the day or things like that. So I think our culture is what helped to minimize some of that competition you talked about in terms of, like, really managing that work-life balance. But at the end, you know, this generation is, you know, more so work-life blend than it is balance. And so I think we also have to keep that in mind as well, as, you know, the next generation is coming into the workforce, and how do we, you know, help them? And they really want to work hard and play hard. And how do we make work fit into that kind of thought process?
Got it. So with that being said, what was it like managing the projects for the different hiring managers or people who were overseeing the interns? Did they find that a little bit more challenging than it typically is when the interns are in the office? Or did it surprisingly give them more flexibility to be able to do this in a better way? What did that look like?
So at first it was a little bit more challenging in terms of, you know, how do I kick this off without sitting side by side and giving them everything and sharing things with them and building that connection. And I think that connection, you know, trying to do that via video is what made it harder at first, especially for the managers. However, for the interns, some of them had just come off of a semester or quarter where they were working remotely from a school perspective. So for them, that video connection was probably a little bit more familiar to them than it was for our managers. And we were able to quickly overcome it. And it was really through the interns' kind of resilience and their, you know, dedication to wanting, to your points earlier, Bruce, of just really doing a great job and wanting to hopefully land a full-time job when this internship is over with. And it also lended itself to some creativity in how the projects were managed, because we're now using this Microsoft Teams format, you know, probably a little bit more than we would have. And so using technology to help us track the project, so they, you know, learning some of those project management skills was probably a bonus that we hadn't thought about would come out of this remote work than, you know, sitting side by side and doing, you know, managers kind of doing more of that project management tracking.
Got it. In regards to the perception of the overall experience, how do you believe the interns saw this experience versus other internships that they may have had in person? Or if this was their first internship, how do you think that they felt the experience went?
Well, we actually surveyed our interns at the end of the program, and that was one of the areas that we focused our survey questions on. And we received a very positive feedback from the interns. Some of the comments were around the fact that they actually thought that they were more engaged than they've seen with previous organizations because of the amount of people that they touched during their program. A lot of them reflected on the fact that in previous internships, they were siloed, whether it was just working with their manager or a very small group. And the fact that they really got to see the organization in action from attending all hands meetings, our virtual happy hours. So, you know, having that social connection with staff and then all the meetings that I've talked about earlier, really that connection helped them to get that broader experience that, you know, they probably didn't see at other interns, even kind of in-person interns. And the fact that we were very thoughtful in advance about the projects and activities, it wasn't just, okay, we're going to have an intern and figure it out when they got here, but that we had actual projects ready for them to go day one, they thought was very meaningful for them as well.
It's interesting how certain situations can make everyone more intentional about everything they do, creating an even better experience than it would have been traditionally. And then the last question that I have for you, which I literally just thought about as we're talking, is do you think providing remote internships will give the opportunity to hire interns that may actually have a part-time job or doing something else? So meaning, let's just say if I work part-time at Target or Walmart, but I'm a great candidate and probably couldn't take off that time to work for your company during the summer because I need the money, or maybe this full-time job pays more than the internship, whatever the situation is. I just can't afford to take off, or maybe I can't go back to the job afterwards. Do you think that that level of flexibility will now allow employees or employers to hire people like that? Or do you still think, even though it's remote, you still would probably have to dedicate the same amount of full-time standard somewhere between 9 to 5 time frame?
You know, I'm always trying to figure out the positives that can come out of situations and things that can change and evolve. And you've touched on one that, you know, I'm hoping that organizations can see some of this pivot as a positive and how to embrace it for the long term. So I do think we need to revisit our workforce in terms of, you know, not everyone is, you know, in their life, personal life cycle where they're ready to take on a full-time job, but they do want the opportunities. They do want to have an opportunity to learn things within their career choice of field, or maybe that, you know, they, you know, to your point, they've got a full-time job, but they still have a passion about a certain area. And so I hope that organizations see this flexibility that COVID has created as a way to rethink, you know, how they think about work and how work has to be done. So, you know, the work doesn't have to be done between 9 to 5, but you've got to be project oriented and project driven and task driven. And are the tasks getting done? And how do we record meetings so that people can attend them later and still get the same information to be able to do their job? And how can we engage through various platforms like Teams to connect people who aren't physically together, but they still have that connection when they're working on group projects? So I know for our organization at T-Rex, we definitely are going to be, you know, visiting kind of the, you know, things that I've just talked about and how we can adapt and be that flexible organization, and not only just for interns, but for our employees as well. Because oftentimes, you know, employees, you know, things happen within their personal life that maybe they now need to telecommute from a different state. And is there a way that we can be flexible and adaptable so that we don't lose that valued employee based on a, you know, kind of time bound circumstance, and allow them to do that work that traditionally we've said it has to be in the office between 9 to 5.
Valerie, thank you so much for being such an awesome podcast guest. You've really broke down in a really intelligent way one of the topics that so many people have been thinking about, which is how do we continue to hire, onboard, and successfully manage interns. So I just want to thank you so much for bringing this to the HR community. So thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. This has been my pleasure and a great opportunity to talk with you, Bruce. I look forward to doing it again sometime.
Awesome. So where can people find you and T-Rex online?
Sure. So T-Rex Solutions is online, a long website, but T-Rex, T-R-E-X Solutions, LLC.com. In terms of looking me up, I am on LinkedIn. And I'm happy to take questions and help support my HR community as needed.
Awesome. And we'll definitely put that information in the show notes. So if you enjoyed this podcast and really learned from it, then please leave us a 5-star rating because it shows that we're providing great content. Also, if this was the very first time you've listened to the Employee Cycle podcast, and that's because you're either and you came here because you're either a super fan of Valerie or you thought this topic was compelling, but now you're hungry for more episodes, then please, please, please subscribe to the Employee Cycle podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcasts. And please, 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 all you HR and people leaders out there, continue to hire, train, and retain the best workforce possible. Thanks. Later, kids.